Let's take our Bibles this morning.
Turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. As you're turning there, make sure your cell phone is turned off or to vibrate. If it goes off, it will be automatically attached to the wireless system of this church. And we will charge you for all the Christmas presents the people in this room have bought. You cannot afford that. Luke chapter 2 and verse number 1, please. We do have nursery, Chris. If you put her there, that'd be sweet. Thank you. Stand together now as we read God's word, would you? Luke chapter 2 and verse 1. Luke chapter 2 and verse 1, please. It came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. This taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, everyone, into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, under the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was, that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Our Father, this morning as we come now to this Christmas day and this time for God's people to be together and our friends and loved ones and family have gathered with us, we pray this time a message now will be an encouragement, a help, a challenge, a blessing. And Father, I pray this morning that the Holy Spirit of God will take over this preacher's heart and mind and the ears of each listener, and we'll receive something from your word today that will help us on this Christmas day, this day of where we celebrate Christ was sent to us. We ask it in his name. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. Do you ever consider the simplicity of all that we call Christmas, the story, the account of Christ's birth? Now, please listen to me. I said account. It's not a fictional thing. Jesus Christ came into this world. Now, we know he was born. That he was born is common to everybody's understanding. But if you know the Bible, you know that Jesus was not just born. Jesus came into this life. He was God the Son before he became that child in Bethlehem's manger. God the Son. He didn't start his existence in Bethlehem. Jesus has always been, Jesus will always be. The same yesterday, today, and forever. As much as God is God the Father, as much as God is God the Holy Spirit. So you believe in the Trinity, Pastor Johnson. Yes, the Bible teaches that. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Separate, yet equal. We don't have time to explain all that to you this morning, but trust me, that's how God has presented himself to us. But when you look at this account of Christ's birth, how there was a simple day of taxing. They too had oppression of taxes. They had a simple day of taxing. But this is all part of a plan and purpose here. Joseph takes Mary, his espoused wife. That means engaged. But she's great with child. It's a miracle. She has conceived of the Holy Spirit. That's happened one time in the history of mankind. Once. Where seed of man was not necessary to mix with seed of woman to create a life. And she comes there and the Bible says she is great with child. Would you please remember this? God called that baby in her womb a child. And that's very important. It's not a choice, it's a child. God called that baby a child in the mother's womb. A life. And so she comes with Joseph and they're espoused. And they're going to be married, but she's great with child. They come to Bethlehem, there's no room because of the crowd of people. And the only place they can find is a stable. And in that stable is a manger, and that manger is a simple feeding trough. There, Mary gives birth in that stable and wraps Jesus in swaddling clothes. Those are poor man's rags.